Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Superhero Deep Dive. I, as always, am your host Jason, and I think we have a pretty good show set up for you today. Before I get into it, let me give my normal disclaimers, and yeah, we'll jump right into it then. So the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. Also, if you guys have any questions, comments, critiques, requests for future episodes, fun facts you'd like to share, anything like that, fun facts about yourself, who knows? I don't know. You probably know. But you can always catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and I use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can also catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. If you do catch me on YouTube, like, subscribe, share, comment, all that good stuff. Help me grow the channel so I can do a giveaway when we hit 500 subscribers. If you are listening on a Tuesday or Thursday, I am aired throughout the day on Outward Fleet Radio, and that is www.un-con-ventional.com/radio. And if you ever want to email me directly, you can. My email address is b4itall@yahoo.com. Whew! Okay, now that part is done, I'm going to talk about Backlash today. Not the wrestling pay-per-view. This superhero, he was popular in the 90s. Well, he wasn't really popular. He was awesome looking, though. He was with Image Comics. I was always a fan, but, you know, they just never really wrote him in a great way, I guess is the right thing to say. Like, he was always really cool, but there was never, it always seemed like very one-dimensional, you know, or two-dimensional. There wasn't any kind of depth to him. So, his real name is Mark Slayton. He was actually born in Atlantis about 3,000 years ago, and the son of a human mother and Lord Silton, an enhanced Caribum lord of the alien colony Atlantis. When his father sacrifices his life to imprison one-time allies the Dran, a race of hostile aliens whose attack leads to the sinking of Atlantis, young Mark is spirited away by Farian, his father's former advisor. Farian raises the child to adulthood, tutoring him in fighting skills for his protection. Once Mark is old enough to look after himself, Farian drops out of sight and leaves him to fend for himself. Mark spends the next 3,000 years traveling around the world, living a life of adventure. He has only fragmented memories of his long life, and at one point he is a ninja, at another point a medieval knight. In World War II, he is recruited for a mission as an intelligence specialist for Team Zero, and no rank is seen until the 1960s when he is an Air Force colonel, working as part of the Extraterrestrial Threat Squad Team 1. Later he joins Team 7, a special ops unit which is deliberately exposed to a mutagenic chemical called the Gen Factor. All of the members develop superhuman powers. In Mark's case, some of these powers are a result of his alien heritage being fully activated. Team 7 finish their final mission and then go AWOL, but Mark makes a deal with their boss, brokering his services and those of John Lynch and Michael Cray, in return for the rest of the squad and their families being left alone. Backlash is then assigned a team and spy on Stormwatch, the UN's crisis intervention super team. He works as a group's field leader and instructor until he loses several members of the team, later dubbed Stormwatch Prime, during a mission in Kuwait. After this tragedy, he switches to being the full-time instructor. Alright, when the demonite called Siren puts Mark's girlfriend Major Diane LaSalle into a coma, he deserts Stormwatch to track her down. Breaking Cabal agent Taboo out of prison to help him on his quest, and he eventually catches his prey and revives Diane, he and Taboo become lovers and both become fugitives. Wow, see, so that's just a little bit of him. But even if that's just a little bit, that's kind of like the majority of his story. Like, they kind of do things here and there, but they don't actually develop it. And that's what, this is where my problem is with them so far. All right, subsequent to this, Mark discovers that he had fathered twin children, a girl named Jody Marinka, or Morinaka, and a boy known only as Ares, by an old girlfriend from Japan. He learns of Jody when she tracks him down after her mother's death. Like her father, Jody's alien genes give her superhuman powers, and she takes the identity of Crimson so she can adventure with him. Backlash and Taboo arrange a pardon for their crimes in return for working for the United States Department of Paranormal Science Investigations, and Taboo's initial approach by the government results in a super multi-superpowers fight throughout the houses as several of the FBI agents lose their cool and employ violence. Mark is also dealing with emotions over Ares, and he has recently learned not only that he has a son, but Ares is a cold-blooded, brainwashed assassin. Because aren't they all? Mark makes friends with the animal-faced adventurer Dingo, who helps him on more than one case. It is around this point Mark finally learns of his Caribum ancestry for reasons best known to himself. Farian had never told Mark. Mark is placed in charge of forming a team of superpowered operatives, codenamed Wild Corps, for Department PSI, which is the Paranormal Science Investigations. Alright, around this time, Mark battles several of Dingo's associates, a race of animal people that call themselves the Kindred. In an issue of Wildcats, the long-lived savant attempts to recruit Mark for a new version of the team, but he turns her down. He works with Wild Corps until most of his team are killed trying to stop a breakout at the Purgatory Max facility, as seen in the Gen Active series. Mark survives thanks to the assistance of former Deviate member, Evo, who had been imprisoned for the murder of a New York Police Department officer. Mark loses a leg, has it replaced with an artificial one, and returns to duty. Because it's just that easy, right? It's just that easy. See, like, they just gloss over him. Bad storytelling. Bad storytelling. According to his daughter, Mark gives up the name Backlash, seeking, as she put it, keeping it in the family. Jody uses it herself. Mark Slayton appears in Sleeper as a plainclothes agent of Department PSI, or PSI, with the rank of commander. You know, every time he gets put in charge of teams, they all die. Like, maybe that's just not the best place for him. I could be wrong, but I'm just saying. I'm noticing a pattern here. Alright. In a backup story that ran through four different Wildstorm titles, Mark was featured in a story called Slayton Gauntlet, in which he must escape from the mutated experiments held within International Operations Research and Containment Facility No. 42 in Mexico. Throughout the story, Slayton is required to use his powers in order to survive, revealing that he retains the ability to turn into mist, as well as use his psi whips. At the conclusion of the arc, Mark laments not having his costume and plans to seek out some of his former Team 7 cohorts, indicating a possible return to his more active role in the Wildstorm universe. In Wildcats issue 14, Lynch approaches the Wildcats with in Team 7 in order to team up with them and face the godlike Dao, who is consolidating his power in hopes of reigning over the post-Armageddon world. While severely outmatched, the cats in Team 7 get assistance from Max Faraday, who downloaded godlike abilities from the internet. I'm just going to repeat that slowly so you can realize how little sense that makes. They get assistance from Max Faraday, who downloaded godlike abilities from the internet and has saved scores of people in Pocket Universe that he's kept hidden from superheroes and villains alike. However, Dao wants Max's power and lures him into battle instead of just downloading it himself, because apparently that's what you can do. Sorry, that triggered me for some reason. Leaving Slayton and other Team 7 members to battle Dao's cronies. Slaying is seen leaping into battle and using his psi whips to lift and incapacitate Black Wolf while Lady Tron, which is a terrible name. I'm sorry. Who names their zero Lady Tron? No, but Lady Tron blasts him with a sonic beam from her mouth. Okay. So you're getting some mouth service from Lady Tron. Just like your mom. Alright. Anyways. What do you guys think of this character? This is one of those characters that I really recommend watching the YouTube video. Simply because he looks awesome. He is a really cool looking character. But man, his history, they kind of butchered it. Every time he led a team, they all died. He lost a leg, got it back, you know, just whatever. It's another day in the office. It's just, I don't know. He just doesn't. They just haven't made him stand out at all. And I have a problem with that because of how cool he is. Alright, but let's go to his powers. Due to his Caribum genes, Mark is virtually immortal and has accrued 3,000 years of combat experience. He's an expert martial artist and trained in the use of most weapons. His agility is superhuman, and exposure to the Gen Factor released several latent powers, including the ability to generate psychic energy whips out of the back of his hands. He can use these whips for various purposes. In combat, he uses them to constrict his opponents, shocking them with the energy running through the whips or to cut through objects. He can use the energy whips as grappling hooks, and the whips are very durable, but beams of great strength can break them, causing painful psionic feedback. Backlash can also transform his body and close into mist, as well as being useful for infiltration and defense. This also allows him to swiftly heal most energy or injuries, which tend to vanish after transforming to mist and back. While he could at first use this ability at will, when the Gen Factor was flushed from his system, his ability to use this power was restricted to only once or twice a day. However, his energy whips had doubled in power as a result. When first exposed to the Gen Factor, Mark had extensive psionic powers including telepathy and telekinesis, but these powers waned over the years and even completely disappeared altogether with the Gen Factor removed from his system. So removing Gen Factor, bad idea. Just, you know, letting you guys know, bad idea. Alright. It is possible that his telekinetic powers contributed to the strengthening of his psionic whips, which are in actuality just a visible mental projection that allow Mark to manipulate matter with his mind. For instance, if one did not see the whips, it would appear that Mark was picking up an object or slicing an object in half with his telekinetic abilities. So it can be argued that Mark's stronger psi whips are due to his telekinetic powers becoming part and parcel of his psychic energy whips. So, do you guys get that? Yeah, you get it? Great. Does anyone care? No? Okay, cool. I'm sorry. They've tried, and it's crazy. I don't know if you guys can hear dogs barking in the background. My dogs really love it when I do podcasts and make a bunch of noise. So someone must be walking their dogs outside, as far as I know. But anyways, all right. Although he had not been seen using his ability since the loss of his leg during the Wildcore tragedy, succeeding stories imply that Mark Slayton retains his powers in some form. He still has the ability to turn into mist, though he can only do it once a day for a limited time and can only take along things very close to his skin, i.e. his costume, and since his loose shirt, pants and cybernetic leg remain behind when he uses this ability to escape a facility while being attacked by a monstrous creature. This is a serious denigration of this ability, as Backlash was once capable of turning several people into mist along with him. Okay, cool. So they put a little limitation on it, which is good. Mark also uses his psi whips, which now appear to have reverted to their purple hue. They were originally pink, then purple, then finally yellow after the Gen Factor was flushed from his system. Then when they took on a more erratic, energetic appearance, along with the shift into being yellow. After not using them for some time during Slate and Gauntlet, he used them in the final scene, explaining that he is never unarmed. The whips maintain their previous high energy appearance, unlike the more flaming tendril looks that they had prior to the Gen Factor leaving his body. Okay, in recent issues of Wildcats, Slayton uses his whips in much the same way he did as far back as the Kindred, lifting and incapacitating a large enemy, in this case Black Wolf. The whips are not represented as coming from the backs of his hands as had been traditionally depicted, but rather from anywhere in the erratic sphere of energy surrounding Clayton's fist. Okay, so they, you know, that's kind of like a, I almost take that as an artisan interpretation at that point. So, cool deal, whatever. You know, I got nothing to say about it, whatever. All right. But those are his powers. So, see, they kind of did a lot with him. But they tried to stay within the realm of where his powers were originally. All right, fun facts. Slayton is something of a stick in the mud at times. He very much believes in the discipline and order of military procedures, though he does have a lighter side, he tends to keep it hidden well away. He cares for taboo, though he will not admit to himself just how much. Similarly, he also loves his daughter, but has a hard time showing his affection and usually assumes the role of disciplinarian. And in combat, Backlash is usually agile and mobile. He's always moving and never gives his attacker a clear shot. He takes every advantage he can and never lets up on an opponent. So cool, like his attitude, like the stick in the mud, I'm assuming it's from being trained in combat for 3,000 years. You know, he finds something that works and sticks with it. But what do you guys think of this character so far? Like, not super great, right? Like, there's some flashes of potential, but not super great. Let me know. Let me know what you guys think. I have my IMs or DMs or whatever comments wide open to hear all of this. Like I said, you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. New videos are posted every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. So I keep it on a weekly basis. On Instagram and Twitter, I'm under Super Deep Dive. And I do post memes, superhero memes, a couple times a week. Or try to. So check that out. You can always comment on there, like, subscribe, whatever. And yeah, you can email me at b4itall@yahoo.com. But yeah, I want to know what you guys think of this character. All right. But let's get into power expansions. This is normally my favorite part because we kind of go in, we decide, you know, can they be a movie? Can their character be in a live action show, animated movie, animated show, comic book storyline? Like, what can we do with this character? How can we work if we do something live action? Who are we casting? Who would make a good fit for this role? I've always thought this character had an amazing design. He just looked really cool, and I was always drawn to it, even though I knew very little about him. And that's just simply because they just didn't do well with the character. So what do you do with this character? Can he make a good movie, an animated series, a live action show? Unfortunately, I don't think Backlash can. I think he needs to stay in the comics. But that's mainly because while he's developed as a character, he's not really fleshed out, if you know what I mean. Like, they've done these little things, but they've never actually given him a personality. They've kept him two-dimensional. Things would happen to him, and he'd react, and then they'd move on to the next thing. And it's, you know, I want to see him be something. So I'd like to see them do a comic for Backlash. Maybe in the spy genre, you know? just starring him, so we can really get into this character and let him shine. Like, this guy, for as cool as he looks, has always been in the background. So let's give him time to take the spotlight for just a little bit. You know, he's a very serious character, and I'd like to see him start to gain a sense of humor, kind of like how Drax did in Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, let's make him a bit more relatable. Maybe more importantly, let's give him some situations to use his powers in constructive ways and expand him from there. It'll end up making the character cooler and may open up a whole new fan base for him. I don't know if... Is he considered a DC character at this point? Because DC has Grifter and Savant and some of the other Wildstorm stuff. So if he is, let's do it. And that works perfectly because, you know, his character with the tendrils and stuff is kind of like a mix of Omega Red and Spider-Man. And, you know, so Marvel doesn't need that. But let's give him a comic. Let's bring him out and just reboot him. Just totally reboot him. He's really cool. And he could be so much more than he is. And I feel that creatively, they just really dropped the ball on him. I mean, you know, I don't know how else to say it. They could have done stuff, but they didn't. And because they didn't, you know, it just kind of sucks. I'm sorry it does, but it kind of sucks. You have a character that has all the potential, and they've done practically nothing with it. But that's my take. What are you guys' take on it? What would you like to see in the Backlash character? Let me know in the comments or send me an email or whatever. You know, just let me know. Be a part of the community. I love hearing from you guys. Whenever you comment, I always try to respond. Worst case scenario, I end up putting like a like symbol or a thumbs up on it or whatever because I at least want you to be acknowledged. But yeah, let's have a discussion. Like, help me out with this character because I feel like there's something that they can do and they just haven't. And maybe they're hitting the same block as I am because I'm not seeing anything long-term for this character. But I could see this character being long-term, if that makes any sense. I don't know. Shoot me a message. Instagram and Twitter under Super Deep Dive. YouTube, I'm under Superhero Deep Dive. And email, it's b4itall@yahoo.com. I'm going to step out for now. It is my birthday weekend, so I don't know what's going to happen, but I am going to be doing something. I should have been doing a live show, but we will reschedule that soon, I promise. And it will be amazing, and I can't wait to see any fans there. Next week is Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to try to get another episode done. I'm not making any promises, but I am really going to try to get one ready. I know Magic is the next on my list, so that one should be a big episode. All right, guys, I'm going to step out for now. Everyone, be blessed. Be safe. Be happy. Be smart. And if you're not smart, don't get caught. I'll see you later. Bye-bye, guys.